Nome's annual harbor dredging is finished and mariners are good to go, but with funding short, only a portion of the harbor was cleared, which could cause problems come springtime.
The channel is dug to depth, and the inner harbor didn't actually need any dredging, and the outer harbor has some 19s and 20s in it, and the entire bowl out there should be at minus 22.
Joy Baker is the port project manager and gave an update at yesterday's port commission meeting. Every year, the Army Corps of Engineers dredges the Nome Harbor, but with funding short this season, they could only dredge about 20,000 of the harbor's 70,000 yards. That's about 28%, forcing operators to pick and choose sections necessary for the harbor to function.
We agreed that the most important area was the approach to the docks, since they couldn't get it all.
One of the areas left untouched is the sump, the deposit trap for sediment rolling in from the west beneath the Causeway Bridge. The Corps didn't have the funding to dredge the sump this year or last, and now that deposit site is about 65% full, which Harbormaster Lucas Stotz expects to cause problems in the months ahead. Stotz says fall storms come from the west, driving sediment straight into the sump, and what doesn't fall into the sump hits the channel right in the path of vessels entering the harbor.
So come springtime, when we can get our first barges and landing crafts freight of the year, they may not be able to get in, or they're limited to very shallow draft.
That's the situation some vessels faced this year, Stott says, when they tried to enter the harbor and only ended up getting stuck in mud from too shallow of a draft. Stott says last year's fall storms scoured the sediment from the deposit, dumping it into the channel. Now it's midsummer, and already the sump is more than halfway full.
And with it not being dug again this year, I'm foreseeing the same problem, but worse, next spring. By fall, it's going to be filled back up.
Project Manager Baker says the harbor and the channel are operational, but to fully dredge the harbor next year, the Army Corps and the port are lobbying this legislature for increased funding.